This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discussed the diverse national security related issues with the top police officials and the chief of different security agencies yesterday. Attending the second day of the All India Director General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister also discussed the various operational and infrastructure-related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like the internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and the challenges imposed by the emerging technologies such as the artificial intelligence and drones, as well as the counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for debate and deliberation during the day. The Prime Minister also attended the conference today on the last day. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on the 5th of December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Talking to the media, the BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. The Mahayuti coalition, comprising of the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and the Ajit Pawar's fraction of the National Congress Party, NCP, secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed his grief over the murder of the Indian student Nakarapu Saiteja in the United States of America. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that the Indian consulate in Chicago is providing all possible assistance to the family. In a post on X, the Consulate General of India in Chicago called for the immediate action against the perpetrators. It assured that the consulate will extend all necessary support to the family and friends of the victim. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has released Vikram Sampath's book Tipu Sultan, The Saga of the Mysore Interregnum in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing at the launch event, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the book aptly captures not only the flavor of the fast-moving and the complicated area, but it also offers insights to the politics, strategy, administration, sociology and diplomacy. Dr. Jaishankar said that Tipu Sultan has a reputation as a key figure who resisted the imposition of the British colonial control over India. The Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will grace the occasion as the guest of honor. The year's World AIDS Day will focus on raising awareness, promotional right-based approaches to the treatment, and eliminating the discrimination against those affected by HIV/AIDS. The theme for 2024 is to take the right path. The cyclone Finjal made landfall near Puducherry, bringing the torrential rains and the strong winds across the region last evening. According to the Chennai Regional Meteorological Center's alert, the forward center of the cyclone's spiral bands have reached land, with the storm moving west-southwards. The cyclone is expected to cross the North Tamil Nadu-Puducherry coast with a wind speeds of 70 to 80 km per hour, gusting up to 90 km per hour. In Bangladesh, business leaders have expressed concerns that the interim government has failed to tackle the country's law and order situation. Speaking at a business conference organized by the Dhaka Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, at a hotel in Dhaka on Saturday, they cautioned it will be difficult to maintain the economy if the situation does not improve soon, according to the Business Standard, a leading business daily in Bangladesh. On the occasion, the BRAC Bank manager, Director Salim R.F. Hussain, called the government to fix the situation promptly. Otherwise, he warned it will be very, very difficult to pick up the economy. In Sayed Modi India International Badminton Tournament, top Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's final in Lucknow. In the semi-final, Sen outclassed Japan's Shogo Ogawa 21-8, 21-14. Lakshya will take on Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Tae in the title clash. Earlier, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu advanced to the women's single final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.